This is John Lothian. Here is today's story, One Chicago to Close on September 18th for Trading. Long Live One Chicago by John Lothian. One Chicago was a name given to a security futures exchange that was an idea that never lived up to its name. It was initially a collaboration between the CME, CBOE, and CBOT. Security Futures Exchange One Chicago put out a notice to its members on August 14th that it would wind down trading operations and stop them entirely September 18th. The collaboration between the CME Group, CBOE Global Markets, and Interactive Brokers ultimately fell apart after 19 years. The joint venture effort, imagined as a battle between Chicago, a derivatives capital, and New York, an equities capital, is relevant today based on the changes to the industry, the markets, and the firms themselves. However, adding a security futures exchange arm to the partner firms of 2020 probably makes more sense than doing it collaboratively with competitors. We might just see one or more of the partners start a new securities futures exchange as a go-alone effort. The CBOE and the CME Group have little reason to work together today to make One Chicago work, and probably even more reason to start their own security futures exchanges. Think about the world of 2001. The Commodity Futures Modernization Act was being implemented, and security futures were finally legal after being outlawed by the Shad-Johnson Accord. Back in 2001, CBOE Global Markets was the Chicago Board Options Exchange and was only an equity options exchange. The VIX and its futures were years in the future. The CME was ascendant based on the shift in interest rates towards the short end of the curve, the growing popularity of its E-mini S&P contract, and its improving Globex system. The CBOT was an afterthought for the One Chicago joint venture and was only added at the last minute of the deal. Its logo didn't even make it onto the banner displayed at the press conference announcing the joint venture. The imagined battle was between Chicago and New York for equities trading, but it was the internal rivalries and self-interests of the firms involved with security futures that held the venture back. I will always remember then CBOE chairman and CEO Bill Brodsky going on CNBC to talk about the new venture, and all he could do was talk about equity option trading. He said little to nothing about security futures. It was not New York that held single stock futures back. It was protecting existing business lines. Both CBOE and NASDAQ were guilty of this. One Chicago was initially competing against a venture from NASDAQ and Life called NASDAQ Life. Trading Technologies was originally supposed to be a partner in that deal, but was usurped by Life at the last minute as an electronic trading platform provider. NYSE in 2001 was the exchange and never entered into the U.S. security futures business, but it later merged with Euronext Life, which had single stock futures in Europe. Security futures were held back right out of the start by the margin protocol that put them on the same footing as equity options instead of being margin like other futures contracts. NASDAQ and CBOE had no interest in seeing single stock futures have structural advantages over their existing option businesses. The move to unwind the joint ventures rather than sell it or do a management buyout indicates that one or more of the partners is interested in launching their own separate security futures exchange. CBOE Global Markets is the most likely to do so as their management has become very aggressive since buying BATS. The case could be made for the CME Group to start a security futures exchange and offer stocks tied to commodities. Imagine trading crude oil futures and ExxonMobil single stock futures on the same platform. Both CBOE and CME are looking for growth. CME could be responding to signals that ICE is contemplating a U.S. security futures effort and wants to be able to respond more directly to the potential challenge by owning its own exchange outright and trading the products on Globex. With stock indexes at highs again, especially the popular FANG stocks, using leverage to manage equities positions via security futures might be a good solution for today's market paradigm. And maybe with the political muscle of CBOE Global Markets or CME Group behind this, rather than that of the meager One Chicago, The product will have more friends in Washington to help it compete against vested interest in the stock loan business. Maybe the 2000-2001 hype around single stock futures can be revived. I know I bear some responsibility for that hype, as I was a big and vocal supporter of the product back then, even if I had a small but growing viral newsletter at the time. The battle between Chicago and New York is long gone. The One Chicago partnership is being unwound, but that does not mean we have heard the last of single stock futures.